day in a world where life's unkind. We search for answers we can't find. You are safe here, take my hand, you're not alone. Today, when you're lost and so confused, just believe you can lose. Only selfless love can be a gift to anyone. We are one family. Let's raise our hands, let's raise our voice. Let's show the world we have just begun. As God's children, we are one. We are one family. Share the treasures in your heart. Oh, the time is now. Let him show us how to come together, a brand new start. Only selfless love.
So, today on the Veritas, on Heritage Day, we're bound to have a different kind of issue. There is traffic issues, there are transport issues, there are Zoom issues, there are laptop issues. I suppose that's pretty normal for any day, but it's a bit off-putting when you're trying to have a holiday and you've got all these lovely ideas about our heritage, that things then go all pear-shaped. So, welcome. Welcome to Family Matters on this Heritage Day with me, Tony Rowland, bringing you the good news of family life and our heritage, our background, our family background, but also our cultural, spiritual, I heard earlier on, also on Veritas or somewhere else, I think that they mentioned that we should be looking at our faith background as well as our cultural and family background. So that's what I'm going to be doing on our show today. I've called it Conservation Conversation, and it's called the Who and the What. Well, the who for today is mostly me. I hope you don't mind listening to this old goggle and her heritage, which goes back such a long, 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 long way. So that's mostly what our show is about. I'm going to try and play some songs from my childhood. And I wonder, you know, I'm going to be visiting my sister in Cape Town during this weekend. And I wonder if she and I will be able to sing these children's songs that I picked today. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a little while. In fact, now maybe I should tell you now, because I also picked up my heritage booklet, which is one of MAFAM's resources for the season of creation, which is from the 1st of September to the 4th of October. And it includes, for us in South Africa, it does include Heritage Day. So we are looking at the heritage in terms of our environment, our plants, our animals, as well as the people. So, okay. So now I have to listen. I'm not sure if I'm talking on my phone or if I'm talking on my laptop. So maybe you can let me know which one is the one that I'm talking on, or maybe I'm talking on both. So, what I was saying is that I picked up this little MAFAM book that's called Our Catholic Heritage, and it's called Where on Earth Do You Think You Came From, and Where in Heaven Do You Think You're Going? So that's more or less what our program is going to be about, and I hope that whoever is running my show at the moment will be able to find the music that I had chosen that comes from our family background. So I'm going to take a moment to breathe. Yes, okay. They're saying the music is found. And that's our starting point. And it is a Dutch song from a book called Kun Je Nog Zingen, Zing Dan Mee. And when I looked at the video, it was saying, sing with Sander. He's an elderly man, and he says that these songs are children's songs for oldies, whether you have dementia or not. So isn't that funny? Isn't that hilarious, hey? So there we are. Let's take that little song. It's called Langsberg en Dal, and I'll tell you afterwards what the words mean. But just listen to this, the kind of music that my sister and I, not really my younger sister, my older sister and I, used to sing as children. Something like 70 years ago, more than 70 years ago. Let's hear it. I have to start picking up again. So here we go. As I was saying to Panya, that in fact the song, the nice little song that he was playing, is not the one that I copied down the words. I copied down the words and I need to read them to you because listeners need to hear what my home language sounds like. So let me read the song here. In groene dal, in stille dal, waar kleine bloempjes groeien. Daar ruist een blanke waterval en druppels spatten overal om ieder bloempje te besproeien, ook het kleinste. Om ieder bloempje te besproeien, ook het kleinste. Omhoog, omlaag, op berg en dal, ben ik in de hand des Heren. Toch kies ik als ik kiezen kan, mijn stille plek, mijn waterval. Toch blijf ik steeds, naar mijn begeerde, kleinste. Toch blijf ik steeds, naar mijn begeerde, de kleinste. So now I need to explain to you what that little song is about. Because it's about a mountain and a valley where there is a little waterfall, and the waterfall is splashing, and the droplets of the water, no, they're little flowers, flowers growing around the waterfall. So the droplets of the waterfall are watering the flowers, even the littlest, the smallest ones. So then the second verse is about, I can be anywhere in nature with my God, but my favorite place is with the littlest one, the smallest little plant by the waterfall. Isn't that cute? Isn't that really cute? Hey, I thought that was wonderful. So now, I presume that we are talking again. And now I want to share with you, you know, for the Radio Veritas heritage videos that we created. I did the same thing, really. I used one of my earliest prayer books. In fact, it's even more than 70 years ago, 1949. My aunt, who was my godmother, gave me this little prayer book, Bid Kindje Bid. And it's in Dutch, of course. And so I used that to talk about my heritage. Now, and here we are reading our newsletter. And my weekly e-newsletter, which I use every Wednesday. So here we go. Malfam, Family Weekly, e-newsletter, 24 September 2025. What we are really talking about this week, still in the context of the season of creation, is our heritage, our own personal and family background and life experience. Is an important aspect of who we have become. For this time, Malfam's thoughts for the day, many of them taken from the booklet Becoming Eco-Friendly Families, focus on this aspect of who I have become. The reflection below is from a couple and a ministry perspective, but my personal experience of being born in the Netherlands is near the end of World War II and losing my father to cancer at the age of 7, coming as immigrants for a better life to South Africa, has no doubt influenced me. I came with my widowed mother, my two sisters, and my mother's sister, who is my godmother, was my godmother. And she was quite a social activist in her own right. So all of this had an impact on who I have become. And I've been thinking about it quite a lot during the night after I had put together the program, thinking about this aunt of mine who was my godmother and who was a social activist. She had been in Indonesia during the war as a nurse, and had experienced concentration camps and, you know, the Japanese invasion of Indonesia. And she'd come back to Holland to be with us, her sister. And then when my father died, then she was the one who agreed to kind of look after us and travel with us to South Africa, because that plan had already been made. And so she came to South Africa first. My mom and we three girls came later. And then I joined my aunt. Now, I remember that I was 9 to 10 years old. And she was doing the kind of social work, some of which I'm more or less doing myself at this time. So I hope that she is resting in peace. She had quite a difficult life, all in all. But, yeah. These memories of mine are very special to think about Truus Heelhorst, my godmother. Anyway, so I want to share with you the thought for the day. This one is taken from the 22nd of September already. It was called Becoming. Malfam's history of over 30 years is a journey of faith, a journey of becoming more and more family-centered. Originally in 1979, we, Chris and I, had experienced a life-changing conversion through marriage encounter, gaining new insights into the value of marriage for couples and the Catholic Church. This led to our work in marriage preparation. And gradually also, as our family grew, into family ministry. We came to appreciate the importance of family life as a network of relationships and the ideal place to begin to learn the many life skills required to become mature and well-functioning persons in a social setting. Growing and becoming are life tasks at every stage of life, from infancy to old age, through marriage, widowhood, divorce, parenting, and grandparenting. After Chris's untimely death in 2000, the journey of becoming continued for me, Tony, into widowhood. My spirituality in time after that became more ecological, understanding more fully God as Trinity, God as Creator, and our human role as co-creators with God through life-giving sexuality, which is God's gift and is intrinsic to all of creation. Becoming fully human and fully alive is a psycho-spiritual view of growth and development that everyone undergoes in their own way as an individual and also in the context of their relationships. I am a woman, not in isolation, but in the context of my family relationships, first of all, and after that, my friends and colleagues in school, work, and other activities have helped me on my way to becoming the person I am destined to be according to God's plan. At the same time, there's also a need for privacy. Why do people keep some of their traditions and cultures a secret? People may be welcoming, but seldom really get to share or know other people's personal traditions. Is it privacy, fear, embarrassment, not wanting to be challenged, or is it superstition? But through social media these days, everyone can get to know everything about everybody. I also believe that we often keep things that worry us to ourselves, and that we do on social media as well. Maybe tell only the good things, or maybe tell only the bad things. It's a personal choice what you post. Maybe we ought to be more open about teaching important values. Things like the loss of biodiversity, or how properly to care for our common home. Communication in a family is important to help persons grow and become. But can be really tricky too, to keep a proper balance. Family communication. Because we're seeing each other every day, all day, sometimes, of course, not all day, every day, all the time. But it's tricky, and communication in families is often very difficult. So now that reflection is based on the scripture passage. Jesus said, "No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that shall not be made manifest, nor anything secret that shall not be known and come to light." So those were my thoughts based on that scripture passage from Luke chapter 8. Pope Francis says, ecology involves protecting the cultural treasures of humanity in the broadest sense. It's more than what we have inherited from the past. It's also, and above all, a living, dynamic, and participatory present reality, which cannot be excluded as we rethink the relationship between human beings and the environment. And that's from Laudato Si, number 132. And again, he says, in the family, we receive an integral education which enables us to grow harmoniously in personal maturity. The human person grows more, matures more, and is sanctified more to the extent that he or she enters into relationships, going out from themselves to live in communion with God, with others, and with all creatures, as everything is interconnected. And that is from Laudato Si, number 240. The passage about the Trinity, actually. So all of these reflections in our thoughts for the day end with an eco-tip and a suggestion for a prayer. Reflect on and discuss the value of privacy or openness in communication for our common good. And that could be the common good of the family, of course, but also the common good in general. You know, how open are we really in this whole context of today when we are promoting synodality, which requires us to be a lot more open than maybe we have been in the past. So here's a thought for to pray. God of love, show us as families how to be channels of your love for all your creatures. Pour out your spirit upon us as we pray and work together to tend your garden, the garden of creation, and foster peace with creation, which is, of course, the theme for this year's season of creation. Yeah. Just a few comments here. The Marfam thoughts for the day are built, as I said, the scripture of the day. And sometimes, you know, this is the way I develop these thoughts. Sometimes you wonder what the thought or the story or the love situation has to do with the scripture. But that's what we should be looking at. You know, how is the scripture every day? We read our Bibles every day, or some of us do. Then, you know, how do they apply to our lives? How can we put them into practice if they apply to our lives? So now today, quotations from Pope Francis, documents are helpful to help to take us through this process. But today, it's the 24th of September, and it's Heritage Day in South Africa. And while it's great to celebrate National Braai Day, and it's not a very nice Braai Day in Joburg today, and some of us do anyway, the season of creation and its theme, Peace with Creation, invite us to look further than just dressing up in traditional clothes and eating one another's traditional foods. But let's also look at the values that we bring with us in becoming the people we are. So now it's time for another music break, and I think that I suggested an Afrikaans song, which is, I suppose, the closest thing to my Dutch background.
Sorry, maar hij is zo ver van mijn hart, maar hoop op haar weer thuis. De mooie rivier gewoon, dat voor die oorlog heeft begin. O, breng mij terug naar die oude Transvaal, daar waar mijn sorry woon. Daar onder in die miel is mij die gondor en boom. Daar woont mijn sorry Marais. Daar onder in die miel is mij die gondor en boom. Daar woont mijn sorry Marais. Ik was zo bang dat ik had is mij zo bang. En ver oor de zee wegstuur. Toen vlug ik naar die kant van die Abingtonse zand, daaronder langs de grote rivier. O, breng mij terug naar die oude Transvaal, daar waar mijn sari woon. Daaronder in die milies bij die kondor en boom, daar woont mijn sari Marais. Daaronder in die milies bij die kondor.
So there we are back again, and we're looking at another thought for the day, and this time it's the one for Heritage Day for today. It's taken again from the little Martham booklet from Becoming Eco-Friendly Families, and the topic is just Heritage Day. Okay, so for us believers, Christians, or members of other religious faiths, even if our life in our particular situation seems hopeless, and we are helpless or feel helpless, our trust in God can sustain us. Practical help comes from somewhere, from God, our sense of community, and most often our family members are the first recourse. And we are thinking about this idea of there is help and there is hope, which is relevant, of course, for this year of hope. How can the effects of climate change be so devastating for us and our family? Well, that's not really for us here in South Africa right now. We have heard on the news and also on Vatican Radio about very devastating floods in Pakistan and many, many, many people killed, drowned, and homes destroyed, and people left homeless and so on. And that's the effects of climate change. Although these kind of floods are not abnormal, the severity of the floods certainly seems to be worse than before. So now, if that kind of thing happens to us, if anything devastating happens to us, have we ever in our lives given up hope? Weather-related conditions can be a slow torture or quick devastation. Drought and heat are a slow creeping disaster, with the constant hope for rain to bring relief. Hurricanes, typhoons, tornadoes can bring wind, excessive rain, and floods, bringing sudden, even unexpected destruction. Hope for things to change and for relief remains, and help is provided by private, community, or government resources. Most often, of course, with these weather conditions, we're dependent on the structures that surround us, the infrastructure, government, community, or private, or people helping themselves, giving resources and home and shelter in schools and community halls and so on. Pope Francis, in his encyclical Fratelli Tutti, which I don't often refer to, it's his encyclical that he wrote after Laudato Si, picking up some of the same themes, but focusing more on social relationships rather than environmental issues. He gave the example of the COVID pandemic 5 years ago now, where in spite of their fear and anxiety, so many ordinary people came to the rescue and helped where they could. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, storekeepers, cleaners, transport and public safety workers, and many volunteers. So let's reflect and share on Scripture. Jesus gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom and to heal. Take nothing with you, he told them. And that is now, we're going to read something from Pope Francis's message for the Day of Prayer for Creation from last year. The life of a Christian is one of faith, active in charity and abounding in hope as we await the Lord's return in glory. Christian salvation enters into the depths of the world's suffering, which embraces not only humanity, but also the entire universe, nature itself, and the oikos, the home and living environment of humanity. Salvation embraces creation as an earthly paradise. Mother Earth, which is meant to be a place of joy and a promise of happiness for all. Our Christian optimism is founded on a living hope. It realizes that everything is ordered to the glory of God, to final consummation in His peace. and to bodily resurrection in righteousness as we pass from glory to glory. We're not exempt from pain and suffering. The whole creation groans. We Christians groan. And the Spirit himself groans. And that's from Paul's letter to the Romans. This expresses apprehension and suffering together with longing and desire. It speaks of our trust in God and our reliance on his loving yet demanding presence as we look forward to the fulfillment of his plan, which is joy, love, and peace in the Holy Spirit. So that's on the reflection of help and hope. An eco tip again. Healing the damage to the world demands changes in behavior for all of us. So as families, ideally, discuss, adopt, and promote, reuse, reduce, recycle, not just as a practical campaign, but as part of a prayer campaign for the care of creation in one's wider community. And here we have a little daily prayer. God of love, show us as families how to be channels of your love for all your creatures. Pour out your Spirit upon us as we pray and work together to tend the garden and foster peace with creation. So there we are. Those are some of the Martham thoughts for the day that are particularly relevant to our heritage, I think. And after our next music break, I'm going to talk a bit more about our heritage and even our Catholic heritage. Okay, so let's have our music now, The Circle of Life. In our final little lap on Heritage Day, in our Martham booklet, Becoming Eco-Friendly Families, we've got topics like we are co-creators with God, discernment, children deserve a future, and those are from that booklet. Then I also have our Heritage booklet and Families Caring for God's Creation, and our very recent booklet called Families and Climate Change. So we really are trying hard in the season of creation and, in fact, any time to become eco-friendly families. But I want to focus a bit more on this question of heritage, our Catholic heritage, but also our heritage in general. And I'm going to kind of start off by saying, is language a problem in our country? Is language a barrier for us to form healthy relationships between us? Now, I'm asking that question because that is the last item or the last little article in the Our Heritage booklet, which in fact I produced many years ago. And it's written for families, but it begins with a note to parents and educators, but it's an activity booklet for families to try together. There's some South African facts and figures. Then there's a question, where on earth did you come from? So there's articles about people who came from different parts of the world. And then the next one is, where in heaven do you think you're going? And that's about people who are from different religions, which is all part of our heritage. And then there's an article called What a Mission, and it's all about the missionaries who came to South Africa. And that's about Catholics, particularly Catholic missionaries. Then there's an article on attitudes, xenophobia, and that's a story, a children's story about King Lion and the rodent family. Not sure I'll have time to talk about that. There's an article on elders, ancestors, and older people. An article on refugee children. Where do refugee children come from? I was in Zandspruit, there's Josephine Bekita Parish, at the weekend, and there's so few children there. They're all adults, well, mostly, and a few children, because most, very often, their children are left behind in Malawi. But there are, in the country, also refugee children who are on their own. Then there's an article called Our Personal Heritage, and it's asking families to make their own family tree with their family history, and then a family activity to make a badge, a family badge, shield, if you like. Shield, you know, like listing in the different blocks of the shield or the banner, the different qualities, your good qualities, your things that you need to change, the values you have, and so on. And then make a family motto. So those are all activities. And so lastly, I come to this one about the language barrier. And it says here, as we've discovered in these articles, people, God made people of all kinds, black, brown, yellow, white. The earth is full of all different kinds of people, in different kinds of houses, having different ways of doing things, but in many ways they are the same. We all need love and food and shelter. No matter what religion they claim, all people are part of God's family. You and your family are part of God's family, just as your neighbors or the people in the most remote parts of the country are. In South Africa, we have people who came from many different continents and countries. When they settle here, they become part of our national family. Okay, so you can read a story about languages in the Bible, about the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis. But then, as families, why not discuss some of the results of the fact that people speak different languages? What happens? What's the consequences? When you have done that and thought about it, do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing that we're speaking different languages? What could we do about it? What could you do about it? Is there something you can learn from the story of the Tower of Babel? So, and then there's other questions here. Apart from the 11 official languages, make a list of other languages spoken in our country that are not official languages. So there's a whole article here about the question of, is there really, really a language barrier? Then find out about your own family, your parents and grandparents, where they were born, what languages they used to speak and can still speak, and make sure you ask them to teach you how to say, I love you, in their language. So there you go. Reach out to another family having done that. And remember that love wasn't put in your heart to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. So now this booklet is available from our fam with all the other booklets I spoke about. They all cost 20 rand at the moment. I'm just making one price. But here's my final little poem, and then we are going to listen to our national anthem, which is really something that should bring us all together, not only when we're playing rugby matches or soccer matches, but it brings us together, accepting our differences, but recognizing that if our languages are keeping us apart, which I believe they are doing, then what do we do about it? I've tried to learn Sesotho once before, but it's quite difficult. I can only speak English and Afrikaans and Nederlands, Dutch, and a tiny bit of Sesotho. A little bit of Latin, maybe, from the olden days, being a good Catholic. Here's my poem. Our people came here from Ireland and China and Zambia, too, from cities like Munich and Lisbon and London and Timbuktu. A lot of them came here by ship because there weren't any aeroplanes yet, or they walked a very long way. Were they scared of the lions? You bet. So, a family is a blessing. And yet, a family can also be a difficulty in our own lives. But if we only have love, we can melt all the guns, and that's the way we can build a new world for our daughters and sons. So let's listen to our final music, our national anthem. Moment left to say something. You know, after I was reading that poem about our people came here from China, I was looking at the page in my booklet, which I'm trying to post onto Marfam's Facebook page, but I haven't been successful yet. But here are a few beautiful thoughts. If we live close to one another, communicate well, the Father and I will come to them and make our home with them. That's what Jesus said. He said, a family is a blessing. And when you follow the path of your Father, you learn to walk like him. Follow the path of your Father, you learn to walk like him. So that is a little message from an African proverb. Every tradition, every country has their own proverbs, their own special sayings. And we bless one another in our own languages, in our own traditions, with our own actions, with the way we act, with the way we practice our religion as well. And so, thank you for being with us, and go well. God bless. Bye-bye.
Veritas.